George H. Ben Jonson, idol of Virginia Mountains. My desire to be an artist came at a very early age when my mother showed me a brightly colored picture in a Bible storybook. When I was 13, I worked as an elevator boy in a Richmond department store and I decorated postcards and sold them to our customers. My employers then gave me the chance to illustrate their advertisements in the local newspaper. I knew, though, that I needed higher education, and I went to Hampton Institute, thinking that they had art courses. They didn't at the time, so I instead took a course in tailoring. My artist dreams were put on hold for a few years as I worked up north as an entertainer and a tailor. I returned to Richmond, where I took the National Postal Exam. I made a bargain with my mother that if I made the service, I would stay at home, but if I failed, I'd start wandering again. I had barely begun my rounds as a postman when I decided to take some correspondence courses in illustration. I soon got a position as a cartoonist for the Richmond Planet, the prominent Negro paper. My cartoons were published regularly on the front page and in a variety of other newspapers. I was also asked to do book illustrations. My aim as an artist is to render pictures in any and all mediums from various angles and for many reasons. Pictures which are humorous, serious, historical, satirical, and to render anything pictorially that will help me and others see truth and beauty. My main objective is to stimulate thought, for this, I believe, is man's greatest, most powerful asset. In my paintings, I focus mostly on biblical and historical scenes. I want to spread information about the Negro race, which is why I often focus on the Ethiopians as a subject. I studied early Ethiopia history and made a series of paintings. One of them was shown in the National Harmon Foundation exhibition. I also paint still lifes and landscapes. My Idol of Virginia Mountains was selected in 1945 by the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts for its permanent collection, a proud achievement. It was the museum's first purchase of an artwork by a black artist.